No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic-foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me short. Look at me short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, I got a bunch all alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Copples Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Presented by Wingstop. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Ah, yeah!
Turn me down over there, Cali. I'm a blow a whole gasket. All right, I'll stop crying. We're in the building.
Ooh. Oh.
We're just getting ready. We're just warming up.
Turn it up.
Hey, turn Terrell down.
Yeah.
It's so loud in my ears this morning. Oh, what is wrong with you?
Oh, man. What's out of
here? Have you been asleep yet, or you been working all night?
I just woke up. I actually woke up at 9:47.
You got an hour and 30 minutes of sleep. Or 32.
About 2 hours.
Man, whatever.
it's a power nap.
Whatever.
Finish him.
I'm just saying.
Hey,
Hey, did y'all see? I heard somebody say finish him.
Yeah, did you hear that one?
Who did that? Rico?
I think Rico.
Boom shakalaka.
Oh, Puerto Rico.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're going to start. Hey, Rico, you're going to start speaking like Bumblebee.
I said give me a hell yeah.
Oh, this is what this is right now, huh?
He's got drops.
Okay, I like it. I like it, Rico. I like you speaking in the.
What's up, boys?
Hey, that's Nick.
Oh man,
no wonder.
It's Rico pushing the buttons, but I just wanted to talk to you guys.
It's Rico and Rick.
Give it to Mikey. It's
Rico and Nick.
Remember that commercial? Huh?
But he likes it.
Yeah, give it to Mikey. He'll eat anything.
He likes it.
Yeah, that's Nick.
Hey, listen, don't be picking on Nick.
Nick's my buddy. One in a week.
Nick's my buddy. Nick, what's going on, Nick? Tell me something I don't know. Nick?
All right, so we got some breaking news, actually.
Oh, all right, okay.
I knew something was
so
here.
So we just got a press release sent to us. That it was announced that Matt Davison will be leaving his position as Nebraska's Senior Associate Athletic Director in order to focus on a new NIL collective, the 1890 Initiative. Davison says this, "Our state's passion for our football program began when Nebraska played their first football game against the Omaha YMCA in November of 1890, and it has continued for well over a century. I've been a Husker fan my entire life, and I've been grateful to remain close to the program in a variety of roles throughout my career. The 1890 Initiative will allow me to help our student-athletes navigate their goals with NIL, and that is exciting for me." So, I believe this takes over ABM.
Is he going to? Did it say anything about his broadcasting duties?
It does not, but so that is up for speculation.
Which one is me over here? Everybody's up in my ear.
I think it's this one. Is this turning it down for you?
Blew my eardrum. Keep going.
Yeah. Wow. I'm just saying, Baka Bob blew my eardrum out.
I didn't say anything too loud.
No, it's loud in my – the headphones are
yeah.
– you're still loud.
Man, I see why –
still loud.
Why did it got you up so loud?
I see why you played offense now.
Why?
You know.
Yeah. Why?
Too loud.
You turned the wrong one. Bach did. Bach. Oh. Bacher. Bacham. Bachoven. Come on. Act like you guys been here before. Me and Jake never had that problem.
Yeah,
did
sure.
we, Jake?
Okay.
Have we, Jake? Now, don't play. Come on now.
This sounds like the Jim Rome show.
Come on now.
With all those bites coming
hey, who is have you guys seen Rutgers? Did you do your homework on Rutgers or not?
I watched enough to see Greg Schiano get in the face of Ohio State's coach last week. Did you see that?
Oh, gosh.
One on the fake
out of all the stuff you saw, that's you saw the one bad play.
Oh, I thought that was interesting.
I
have a confrontation on the sidelines.
Yeah, well, I understand that. That was cheap.
That was, yeah.
That was cheap.
Oh, the hit on the side. I thought that was just something old, but, hey, they was finna get it on over there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but for the Rutgers coach.
And see, that's that's the Royal Rumble we talking about. We'll get started for the coaches.
That's right.
So, you know, who is Gino Seriano? What he'll be?
For the coach to get all in his fifis and start crying because his punter or because they did it, not that the fact that he could have got hurt.
His punter?
The punter could have got destroyed.
Or he did get
No. I'm talking about Ohio State's punter.
Oh, okay.
Could have got destroyed and decapitated, which he got hit hard. I'm saying the coach for Indiana was more like, well, why'd you run a fake punt?
They were 49-10. There's 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Well, nothing was there. What was he supposed to do?
Just punt it.
Nah. See, that's
I understand why he's upset.
No, you play football, man. They should have covered that. Terrell, right? You was going to kick it?
Yeah, I would have kicked it. I'm 49-10.
That's why I would have beat you.
That's why. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coach Jackson.
Huh?
Coach Jackson.
Nah. You can simulate it or try it, but I don't.
No, I don't play. I don't play the games.
Okay.
I'm not on Sega. And what is it now? Nintendo 64?
Yeah.
What is the latest and greatest?
That's the latest one.
Nintendo 64? Yeah.
We can go scrap it up anytime you're ready, Coach.
Oh no. Stop. Listen, man, stop. Man, we had a brother-in-law for 25 years.
Yeah, I want to break it one day.
27 years.
Let's just break it for one day.
I don't think you want to see me, bro.
Yeah, I don't think
that's going to happen.
You want me to
have to chase after you? That's a different story.
Yeah, you're really going to run.
But I think I can get you.
A minute 30.
I think if we went out there now, I could get you in a five.
Five?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I can get you in a five. I guarantee you, I'll jump up off the line. We got Jake here. We got the ref. We got Jake, and we got Jake and Jake, both refs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only thing holding you back is when you're ready.
The only thing holding you back is space and opportunity.
That's all right. I keep my running shoes on.
Well, me too.
Okay.
You never know.
That's a lie.
Well, they're on. Believe it. But that was a cheap shot.
Don't get yourself so hyped up when you worked out this morning. I know you feel kind of good and got your body feeling great, you know. Got a little rust off you. Now you want to come here like Conan the Barbarian. Nah,
what?
It's not going to happen.
No, I got to get my legs right, man.
Yeah.
I got to get my legs right. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be big up top and then you can't move at the bottom.
Yeah.
Upside, you don't skip leg day?
Upside down.
Well, you know, when you can't get drive on people, that's skip leg day.
Yeah.
Like, if I get my hands on – he ain't nothing but a buck 70 now. If I get my hands on him, he ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to hold him, and all he can do is try to get off.
See, the thing you see, you've been taught by a great coach. You know what I'm saying? But I have been taught by a great coach too. So, you know, that's the thing. When you get great coaches who teach you great technique,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's going to be like a battle of the bulls. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I think my defensive strategy is to – frustrate you first, then that's when I frustrate you. That's when I take advantage of it.
We gotta get you guys an alumni team out there playing flag football or something, so we can settle this
action. Oh man, I score 25 touchdowns.
He don't want this action.
I'm going.
We have
to
draft our own team.
I'm not playing.
You get to draft our own team.
Yeah, well, offense, I'm going receiver against you, one on one.
For what?
Zoom. That's what.
You ain't getting off the line.
Like a car on highway.
It's what Nebraska did.
Okay.
That was different last week against Indiana. They got up on the receivers, and they dared them to get up off the line. Listen, that's taking the challenge to the people.
Take it to him. That's what you'll get from me. I take the challenge to you. You ain't a receiver. He don't know how to get off.
Whatever.
He know how to jam. He don't know none of – listen, ask him when the last time he played receiver. I wait for it.
Every day.
That's a lie. It's an absolute lie, Bob. Let me ask you something, Terrell. Do you know who Aaron Judge is?
Yes.
Now, okay. So do you know who Barry Bonds is?
Yes.
Okay. Barry Bonds has 73 home runs. Aaron Judge has 62.
Barry Bonds had a little help, though, getting to them 72.
You know what? Did the league allow it?
I mean,
Can I finish my question before you try to cut me off, hey, Mr. Black Shirt?
Okay.
You want to get a little aggressive all of a sudden? Sheesh. I told you I'm in the building today. It's different when I'm on the computer and doing that computer that computer thugging you be doing when I'm computer thugging. I can't reach out and touch you.
At the 11 o'clock hour, I'm going to take you outside. I'm going to show you something.
We're going to run the five.
We're going to run the 10.
No, the five.
There's no such thing.
You got to build up to the 10. Yeah, it is for offensive linemen.
I could jump start and beat you, man.
That's a lie.
Okay, I could jump 5 yards out of my step.
You might, but I'm going
out of my start.
Two steps is faster than a jump,
that's
sir.
That's a track, man.
You ain't even a track guy.
We'll get a race. We'll get a race going.
You think I ran the 400 standing up?
Yeah,
come on, I come out the blocks.
Yeah.
By the way, when you were in the red room, you guys were trying to talk over each other. I didn't know whose mic to mute.
What?
I didn't know whose mic to mute. You guys yesterday in the were in the red room.
Whose mic did I tell you to mute?
He was in the captain's seat though, so I was.
That doesn't matter.
I was confused.
It doesn't matter whose seat he's in. What are you talking about?
I'm gonna sit in the pilot chair.
It's the captain and the water cooler. Have you ever seen a captain next to a water cooler? Negative,
that's
Ghost Rider. We are at 29th and Pine Lake Road.
Hey,
do you want to try
suspicious.
This? Can you, you want to work this?
No.
Oh, dang. You got to do it one day. Do the first line. I'll do the second line.
Right,
go.
Right, this one?
You do the first. You do the first. I'll do second.
All right. Come out to Wingstop, 29th and Pine Lake. From 10 to 1 today, we'll be out here. Come and try the brand new chicken sandwich.
Choose between any of their 12 flavors. The sandwich comes with two toasted buns and pickles. Sandwich is $5.49. You might as well order the combo with a drink for $7.99. Order online at Wingstop.com or choose DoorDash or Uber Eats to have your food delivered.
Man, doors open at 11.
Get your orders ahead of time.
Chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich, chicken sandwich. Man, selling out every week. Oh, yeah. I need to figure out where's my bonus check at. Where's Robert at? Gotta see if I can give me a. But you have you tallied up my bonus check for the chicken sandwiches? Woo! You didn't know you was coming for that today, did you, Robert? Woo! Bonus check time, fellas. You want your palms greased, don't you?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
That's why you're gonna get a chicken sandwich. That's gonna be your greasy palms. It's chicken sandwich for both of you guys.
Well, they're back. I can't wait to get one.
All right. Seriously, Bob. Mm-hmm. Aaron Judge, do you feel like Barry Bonds, that's an illegal, ill-gotten 73?
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I saw him hit 73. I don't know what the argument is. I understand the steroids, but he played the same amount of games. Whacked 73 balls out of the yard. We can all count them out together. It equals 73. So, you know, I understand the frustration with the steroid era, but there was this look the other way policy during that time. And if you go through out the time of Major League Baseball, there's different eras and different things going on. You know, you want to go way back in the day. I'm not sure if all the best players were on the field, right? So, I think here, I understand the steroid. If there was the argument of one guy ahead of Aaron Judge, maybe you could have that argument. But I saw Mark McGwire hit more. I saw Sammy Sosa hit more three times. They might have.
Hey, there was all three big hits too.
You know,
like on NBA Jam, big hits on.
They unlocked that achievement.
But the thing I like about Aaron Judge is that he didn't sign that. He signed that. Well, he playing off of a one-year contract, and now he comes back for the mega contract this year, and he played his butt off to get this contract that he's going to get. So I'm looking at probably – what you think, Bob? I think he might get about
350.
I don't know. I mean,
maybe he'll be the first half a billion-dollar guy.
Maybe he will, and I was thinking about that because he's still young, and he's a big guy, 6'8".
Don't you want to secure him? You don't think he got a little juice? See, the sauce is different now.
He's a pure.
They putting all kind of sauce and all kind of stuff.
He's big. He's like 6'8", 270, 280.
Dang, you don't think he on sauce?
No, he's just a big boy. Maybe he chose the right sport and didn't play football to play baseball.
Listen, yeah, he's 6'7", 282.
That's
a monster. And he doesn't look fat.
No.
He looked a monster.
And how old is he?
He's 30. A little bit older.
He's played for 10 years.
Yeah.
10-year half a bill deal.
Yeah.
Oof. What would you do with that, Terrell? What would be your first acquisition? $1 billion.
I'll buy the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Get as much steak as you can get in there.
Yeah, give me a steak in there.
Do you actually think with $500 billion they would give that up?
Nah.
No, sir. They're going to make that in 5 to 10 years.
So,
you might be walking into Terrell Farley Memorial Stadium, though.
Yeah. Tom Osborne.
One that he builds out in West Lincoln.
Oh, he's going to build a new one, yeah.
No. Oh, well, no. You're right. How much would you give the university? $100 million? Because that would pay – $160 million would pay for the – but that's almost – a quarter of your wealth.
I wouldn't give the scoop nothing. I gave them a national championship, and they gave me an education, so we even. that's what they get. I mean, I'm right.
$100 million, huh?
Yeah.
I got an education. I didn't give them a national championship.
What are you going to do? You give them some money?
I'd have to look at what's tax deductible and such, and try to get some of that back. But
gotta be a smart guy.
Yeah. If I got that money, I'd have to do a little more research first.
What would you give 93.7, a couple hundred million? Or a million?
I don't know about
1 million.
How much am I getting? $1 billion?
It's just wishful thinking, man.
Now everybody's out here reaching. Everybody wants $1 million from me if I got $1 billion, though. So, hey, I'd invest into our company. Yeah, that's what we've been working toward.
Okay, so did you guys hear Whipple?
Yeah.
Okay, but before I do that, let me just go back and say this. Whether they're on steroids or not, I think steroids is definitely cheating, okay? It's giving you an enhancement that other people don't have. But if the ref says that if you can hold a guy and as long as you're in the constraints of his body, we won't call it, that means they didn't call it.
Yeah.
How many guys were on steroids and didn't hit 50 home runs?
Right.
You know, where's that number? You know what I mean? So I don't know. Okay, so in the clean version he wins, but in the regular you got to get to 62.
That's Jason Giambi. He would be a regular guy on steroids that don't hit 50.
Well, there was a lot of them back in the day, but that's what during that era, that was you just looked the other way. Everybody was doing it throughout sports.
How do you know, Bach? You weren't around.
I saw it happening. I watched it as a child.
How old? You were 5 talking about, dang, is that steroids?
How'd that guy get that big, dad?
How in the world?
Son, he took some.
He was a little bat boy, and you see him bending over and hitting the needle, and they
oh yeah.
How do you know?
Well, they went. I mean, they had the. Now, what was the report called? Jake can help me out. 2003 was the steroid report they had. Can't remember what it was called, but I mean, they listed all these players out. So it was. I mean, it came to a head. They went to like the courts and all that. So we kind of. I mean, it's well documented, but. To me, Major League Baseball was looking the other way at the time and allowing us to have our home run races, and to me, baseball was better at the time too.
Hey, Thunder Soft College, that's messed up. Thunder College says this: bring back juice ball.
That's right.
Any pitch can result in an absolute nuke.
Yes. Agreed.
Juice ball. Eric says, I may have to stop by and get myself a chicken sandwich. Yeah. We waiting on you, Eric 8-4. Come on and do your thing, man. Wichita Husker. See, how many games we lost? Three?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you never know.
Could be.
Hey, he said, Wichita Husker 7-5 says, bro, you ate your bonus 10 times over. No, I didn't. This is like this AI. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's
I didn't do anything and just start talking. Look, you can't
turn
it off.
I think he said his name or something.
What?
What's
the,
his name?
The phone is on off.
Oh.
Anyway, so 7482 says everyone cheats. It's not valid argument, Bach.
Well, it was an era, though. It's not just like one guy did something and broke the record. This was the whole, like, it was going on for 15 years, whatever it was.
Well, Jesse says, Bonds is a cheater. Wildlife fishermen cheated, and their records aren't going to count.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that too.
I read that.
The wildlife fishermen.
Yeah. I mean, what guys stick weights and fillet inside of a fish to
– Oh, they cut them and found out, huh?
Oh, yeah.
They felt it. They felt it when one of the judges felt it. They said he felt how heavy it was, and they had stuff mushed up in it. So they – that's some cheating. I mean – come on, fishing?
Yeah.
Why do you got to cheat and fish?
Well, there's big money
because they want to win.
Yeah, they got
it's in Ohio. It's like, oh, my God. People do anything. Fish? For real?
They want to win.
Oh, it was $29,000.
They cheat to win the game.
Yeah.
What cheaters do. Hey, you're a great guy. Can I get your soda for you? You need a car. Oh.
Hey, I'm going to buy you a brand
new
Miami.
Need to watch you then.
I'm going to take you to
Shields. What do you got in your pockets? Empty your pockets out next time you bring my drink, Jake.
Uh-oh.
Stuff falling. I knew it. Okay. All right, Jesse, we appreciate that, man. Jay Lincoln says, look up Brady Anderson, who played for the Orioles. He was a steroid guy, and tell me you can't pick out which season he was on the juice. It makes a difference.
Yeah, you can see it, and it does it for some guys. But, like you said, there's a lot of guys that got caught that didn't hit 73 home runs. He took a bunch of
– I mean, what were you doing, drinking my drink, Jake? Sorensen, what
you filled up like 75%.
This dude, no. I'm not going to show the people. He called himself being nice like he always is.
And he is.
But this particular time, he fills the drink up only three quarters of the way full.
Yeah,
not even three quarters.
Weight. I got a whole thing.
Almost just right over half. Now, Jake, you got to explain to me what that was about.
Wow.
You drank out of it. All right, anyway, it doesn't taste the same. I don't want this. It tastes like aspirin. What did you do to my drink? Robert, I told you to get the sheriff. No, get out of here. Leave it alone. Get out, Jake. Leave it alone now. And, Jake, you're not going anywhere. What would I do without you? What are you talking about? It's just going to be Bach. No. That ain't going – Robert, he's a part of the deal. No, he ain't. I'm just saying he's a part of it. He needs to talk on this deal, right? All right, just making sure you aware of what's going on around here. Anyway, Cool Hand Duke says this: pitchers were doing it too. The strike back in the 90s was the demise of baseball. Well, that was early.
Yeah, and that's what the steroids brought it back, though.
What? Steroid era bought baseball because they were slamming more home runs?
Yeah, people didn't tuned out because of the strike in the early 90s. The late 90s, they got it back.
Chase B says, hey, VJ, it was very nice to meet you. Walking up to the stadium on Saturday. Got to get a picture next time. Go, Big Red.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I seen him. I'm walking in. He heard me talking. He's like, that's the captain. I was like, yeah, it's me.
Must have been that loud guy here.
Yeah, I might have been loud. Eric A4 says, Jake's a snake. Can't trust him. Jake, Eric is coming at you. He says, not true. Stop with the shenanigans, Eric, okay? How do I get my comments in here so I can get these out of the way, all right? I'm going to get these out of the way, and then we're going to throw it to break. Bro, you ready to throw it to break?
Sure.
Tater says, let's go. I'm going to put you up there so you can get a little bit. Tim Wolf says, Exactamundo. Let's go. Dude.
Dude.
Tater says, it's the captain. Where's your people at? The man, the champion, the mind, the captain.
Ooh, there you go.
I like that one, too. Appreciate up that, there. Timmy. Captain, finish that chicken sandwich, my guy.
Oh, he will.
Big rib. Oh, he said, and there's more. Uh-oh. You get a little Terrell Farley action? And there's more. The black shirt.
The black shirt.
Yeah, the black shirt. What's that mean anyway? Mm-hmm. I love the addition of the black shirt. What's that mean?
I'm a black shirt. I'm your defensive mind. You're the captain, and I'm the black shirt. I'm the defensive mind.
Yeah, you're right.
You know like a captain on a ship. He got to have his mate.
Aye. I agree.
Good day, mate.
Good day.
That's something else. Though.
Nice
that's
day, mate.
Yeah.
Nice day, mate.
Me mateys.
You guys sound like some nice pirates.
I'm just saying. We want
to keep on running into you.
Me mateys. These guys are me mateys.
Get wing. Below the ship.
Tater says wing stop. Wing stop. Get the wing stop right now. Okay, so let me just keep going. I got to keep going. We all remember how bad Wisconsin started. And they seem to turn that season. Huskers can do Big Ten championship. Drinking the Kool-Aid.
Wow, Big Ten championship.
Cool. Tater.
We'll talk about that.
Tater, listen, my high C doesn't taste like Kool-Aid, okay? Tastes like high C. So I don't know. We got to make sure that we pay attention to the details, right?
Mm-hmm.
How we play against Rutgers, how we play against the teams that we're supposed to beat is going to matter to me. And right now, it's Rutgers. I don't care about anything else. I care about Rutgers, Tater. Kevin McGinnis. I love the attitude the defense has. Indiana didn't want to play the second half. Black shirt, did they?
I think right before half they scored. You know, third quarter was kind of boring to me. You know, it was locked up the whole quarter. It went back and forth the whole third quarter to me. It wasn't.
It's like field position game.
It was like checkers, and I think I left by that time. I was on the streets watching the game though, so I was tailgating. But you know, once the fourth quarter started, it got busy. But the third quarter wasn't exciting. I think it was a struggle for both teams to find a groove. So it was just a punt back and forth.
I think that Luke Reimer interception was in the third quarter, though. That was about the end of exciting plays we've seen in a while.
Dude, how about the Luke Reimer hit, fumble, interception?
Yeah.
That was a hit, a fumble, and an interception. Listen, we are at Wingstop, www.wingstop.com. We'll be right back with chicken sandwiches.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.